Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Shiloh Christmas by Phyllis Reynolds Naylor. Read by Keith Knobs.
To the memory of Clover, the little dog who inspired the Shiloh series. Chapter 1. You know how sometimes you look back on a simple, ordinary day, and you wonder why things couldn't be like that forever? Why just loving your own dog wasn't enough? My dog's simple, all right. And next to getting his belly scratched, Shiloh's favorite thing in the whole world is rolling around in deer poop. Guess who has to give him a bath? The girls have their bathing suits on already. Once a wet dog goes to shaking himself, anyone within 10 feet... ought to have an umbrella. I put a big plastic laundry basket under the pump in our side yard and start working the handle up and down. The very second that water splashes out, I see Shiloh's tail disappear around the corner of the house.
"Here, Shiloh!"
Becky calls. Only turned 4 last week, and her voice don't carry even as far as the back porch. So Daryl Lynn gives it a shot. Got her head and arms through the tire swing hanging from our box elder tree.
"Here, Shiloh, Shiloh, Shiloh,"
she yells as the tire turns her round and round. But we could call that dog till the moon comes up, and he'd still make like he didn't hear. Shiloh's learned by now that the worse he stinks, the sooner he gets a bath.
Ma comes out with the